The subcommittee chair, Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia, said the purpose of Tuesday's hearing was to understand, in his words, what's gone so badly wrong. He opened with what he called a viewer advisory, saying the hearing would include discussions of violence and other disturbing issues.
Anyone seeking mental health assistance can call the nationwide hotline at 988 to connect with a trained counselor.
He was not just being theatrical. The subcommittee heard from three women who came forward with stories of sexual abuse while they were in federal prisons. Breanne Moore told of being repeatedly raped at Alderson Prison in West Virginia, where she filed for a transfer to a prison closer to her family, and where a captain told her, "The paperwork runs through me."
It is hard to fully describe how this felt. The captain already had complete control over my day-to-day life and was now enforcing control over my body. I'm using my desire to see my children to threaten me to stay silent. The captain made it clear that if I wanted to transfer, I had to accept the views.
Carolyn Richardson was an inmate at a federal prison in New York, where a correctional officer demanded sexual favors in return for food and medicine he brought her. She says she felt disgusted with him and also with herself, and she was afraid to report it.
I was afraid of being questioned and doubted. I felt that officers would stick together instead of believing me or caring for me, especially after Aquaranta manipulated me. I felt that everyone had ulterior motives, but then I felt ashamed and blamed myself for not speaking up about the abuse. I felt like I should have yelled and screamed when he was sexually assaulting me, even though at that time I felt that I had no real voice.
Linda De La Rosa told of being abused at a federal prison in Lexington, Kentucky.
My life at FMC Lexington was a living hell.
She was transferred out after filing a sexual abuse complaint, then transferred back, only to find her abuser was still on the job, with unrestricted access to her, as well as to her personal history file, telephone calls, and emails.
It is not enough just to call this horrible. I believe the problem is the old boys club. Prison staff, managers, investigators, correctional officers. They all worked together for years, if not decades. No one wants to rock the boat, let alone listen to female inmates.
Another witness, American University law professor Brenda Smith, formerly served on the National Prison Rape Elimination Commission. She says this was not new behavior. She notes that the abusers included a warden, a captain, correctional officers, and volunteers.
This points to abuse which is systemic in nature. What is clear from these incidents is that staff had unfettered, uninterrupted access to women. They abused with impunity and at will. They abused women in their offices, in corridors, out of sight of cameras, and in collusion with other staff.
At the hearing, the subcommittee released a report of an 8-month investigation. It found that over the last decade, women inmates have been abused in at least 2/3 of federal prisons that hold women. The other 1/3, which hold both women and men prisoners, do not keep data on victim gender, so they were not counted. The report looked in particular at 4 cases, including one from a prison in Dublin, California, where the perpetrators were the warden and a chaplain. Last week, the warden was convicted of abusing 3 inmates. Federal Bureau of Prisons Director Colette Peters, in her testimony, admitted some prisons have been infected with, in her words, a culture of abuse and a culture of misconduct, adding that the culture needs to be reset. Subcommittee Chair Ossoff says the work will continue to prevent abuse of women in prison and to hold perpetrators accountable.
Let me be absolutely clear. This situation is intolerable. Sexual abuse of inmates is a gross abuse of human and constitutional rights and cannot be tolerated by the United States Congress. It is cruel and unusual punishment that violates the 8th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and basic standards of human decency.
He says progress begins with the truth. Meanwhile, former inmate De La Rosa is calling for action.
The agency failed me and my fellow inmates. We were knowingly confined in a facility that was unsafe, inhumane, and unsecure. And nothing was done. That was wrong. It should have never happened. Senators, I make one request. Stop this from happening, from repeating, now.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.